Welcome back, everybody, to Yomi Tehrupted Af Nun Dalin Mase 54B, and we are on the top of Nun Dalin Mase by the Mishnah. The Mishnah is continuing its discussion about animals which are not allowed to go out into Rishus Harabim on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Eina Chamor Yotiv Mardas B'dan Sheinik Shurulo. So a donkey's not allowed to go out with this Mardas, the saddlecloth, if it's not tied onto it. Lo Bezug Afal Pi Shehu Pakuk. And it can't go with a bell, even if it's stopped up. So we're going to talk about what all these things mean. Lo Besulim Shebet Savaro, or with a ladder on its neck. Lo Beretzua Shebaraglo, or if it's strap on its leg. Vina Tarnagolim Yotim Bechutin. And chickens are not allowed to go out with strings on them. Lo Beretzua Shebaraglim, or with a strap on their legs. Vina Zacharim Yotim Ba'agala Shetachas Ha'al Yashalahen. And rams are not allowed to go out with their tail stuffed up. Vina Rachim Yotos Chanunos. And ewes are not allowed to go out. Chanunos, again, the Gemara is going to explain these terms. Vina Egel Yotim Begemon, and a calf can't go out with a gimon. The low parab or hakupar, and a cow cannot go out with certain types of hedgehog skin on its udders. Lo beretzua shebein karneh, or with a strap between her horns. Parasol shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah haisa yotza beretzua shebein karneh. The cow of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah actually did go out with a strap between her horns. Shelo beretzon chacham, against the will of chacham. This is strange that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was the great Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Rosh Yeshiva at 18 and everything along those lines, that he would do this against the will of chacham. So the Gemara is going to explain this story as well. Now the Gemara comes in, analyzes the Mishnah's first halach. So my time, what's the reason why the donkey can't go out with the saddlecloth which is not tied? Kidda Amran, because we've explained earlier, we actually did this earlier on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, where we said if it wasn't tied down before Shabbos, then there's no proof that this is being used to go and keep the donkey warm, which would mean that it is extra and cannot be carried out in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Lo bezug afal mishum hakuk, and a donkey can't go out with a bell even if it's stopped up. Mishum demechze kamand azul lechinga, this gzera that we saw earlier, because it looks like someone's going to sell the donkey in the marketplace, which again is an iser derabbanan. Lo besum shabbat tavaro, and a donkey can't go out with a ladder on its neck. Amarahuna be loa, this is a brace that's tied to the animal's cheek. What's the purpose of this brace? Lehecha de isle maka, because when the animal has a wound, lo hadar chayech be, so that way it won't turn around and scratch, it's something like a band-aid. Lo beretzua shebarago, and a donkey can't go out with a strap on its leg. De avdile legizra, because this is a strap that they make for the animal to prevent itself from injuring itself. This is what it's about, so that can't go into Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. And chickens can't go out with these cords. These cords were used to identify the chickens, that way they wouldn't be exchanged for other chickens. Lo beretzua, and they can't go out with a strap on their legs. De avdilei ki yechidu lisabrumane, and this strap, the purpose of this was for the chickens, so that it's not going to break any vessels along its path. Vina zacharim yotzim ba'agala, and the rams cannot go out with their tails tied up or with their tail stuffed up. Ki yechidu lichamton al yisa, so that the tail of the ram will not be bruised by the rocks and stones, so that's why it can't be stuffed up, but that would be the purpose of using that thing. Vina rachim yotzos chanunos, and yus cannot go out chanunos. So there are three explanations as to what this means. Yosef Rav Acha Bar Ula Kameder Rav Chistov Yosef Ekamar Mishasha Gozino. So what's this referring to? This is referring to when they shear the sheep until the wool grows back, the sheep is very cold. Tomlin la ezek b'shemen. So what they do is they immerse a compress in oil for it. Manichal la padachta, and they place it on its forehead. Kadesh l'tzdanin, so that way it's going to stay warm and it will not become cold. So Amar Leir Rav Chistov, Rav Chistov says back to Rav Acha Bar Ula. He says Mkenas Hisa Marokva. If so, if this is really what you do for the sheep, if this is what it's referring to, then you treat the sheep like Marokva. Marokva was a very big gvir at the time. You're treating them better than you would treat someone like Marokva. This can't be what it means. Ela Yosef Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Kameder Rav Chista V'Yosef Vikamra B'Shasha Koras Leleid Tomnin La Shnei Azakin Shal Shemen. Rather, when a sheep is crouching to give birth, that's when they put these compresses in oil and put on the animal, and they put one of it on its forehead and one of it on the womb, so that it will become warm. This answers the first question, because now they're doing it for the sheep when they give birth, so maybe it's a little bit different. But still, the Gemara rejects this. Amar Lo Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says back to Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, he says, Imkena, Sisa Yalta. Then you're treating the sheep like Yalta, who is the wife of Rav Nachman. And so you're treating this animal better than you would treat the wife of Rav Nachman. Ella, rather, what does Chanunos mean? Amar Rav Huna, Eitza Echad Yesh B'Krachai Hayam. There's a certain type of tree that's overseas, V'Chanun Shemo, and its name is Chanun. Mavin Kisam Umanichan La Bechotma, and they bring a chip of its wood, and they put it in the sheep's nostril. Rosha. So that way the sheep will sneeze and all of the worms and the gross stuff in its head will fall out. Ihachi zakarim nami. The Mishnah said that this is only for the female sheep, so why would this not be done for the male sheep also? Because the male sheep are always goring each other, so all the worms fall off their head anyway, so you don't need it. But for the female sheep, they would stick this chanun, this piece of wood that's known as a chanun, up the nose, so that way they would sneeze and all the worms would fall out. Gemara says, Shimon Azira, Amar Shimon Azira says, Kisma Derisma, that this chip of wood was made of rosem wood into the sheep's nostril, and that's what it would make it sneeze. So now that's the Gemara. Bishlam Rav Huna Hainu Diktani Chanunos. So according to Rav Huna, who said that this tree, because it's called Chanun, that's why it's called Chanunos, El Rabbanan Mai Chanunos. But according to the Rabbanan, who said these other pshatim, what's Chanunos, that we make sure to keep it warm when it's going to be cold? The answer to the Gemara, Davdina Lu Milsa de Marach Minan Alai, because it signifies something that we're doing this for the sheep out of our mercy. Chanun is mercy. So that's really why it would be called Chanunos. Good. Now continue the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that a calf can't go out with gimon. What's it referring to? My eagle, begimon. What's it referring to? Amar Rav Huna, bar nira. It's referring to a small yoke, which was used to train the calf to bend its head. Now the Gemara goes and analyzes word. Amar Rabbi Lezer, my mashman, hai gimon lishtun demechav. How do we know that this word gimon is about bending? Diksev, halachoch agmo ka'agmon rosho. The Pasuk in Yeshaya seems to use it in that way. That's how we know this. Lo para ba'ora kupar. The Mishnah said that a cow can't go out with his hedgehog skin. What's the purpose of using the skin? They use this as a shield to make sure that the cows wouldn't get eaten by leeches, that they wouldn't just suck the milk from the cow. Then the Mishnah says, "Over to a shebein karnet, that a cow cannot go out with a strap between its horns." So, Igor Ravda Amar bein lenoi bein l'shamer oster. So the Gemara says this can be interpreted whether we hold like Rav or Shmuel in the Machlok, because we had a few daf ago about whether something's oster only for decorative purposes or even just for shmira purposes to guard the animal. So according to Rav, it's going to be oster no matter what. Igor Shmuel Amar lenoi oster l'shamer muter. This could also be interpreted according to Shmuel, who says that for decorative purposes it's going to be oster, but for protective purposes it will be muter. This can be interpreted either way. Then we said Paraso Shalor Belazar ben Azari, that the cow Rabbi Elazar ben Azari violated this against the Ratzon Chachamim. V'chada para havyalei, did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah only have one cow? V'ha amar Rav. Rav says, v'amrila amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, tracer alfei igloi hava meiser. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah me edre kol shata v'ta shata. Is it really possible that he only had one cow? But Rav has this whole statement where it says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah used to take meiser of 12,000 cows, which means that he had at least 120,000 cows. So it can't be that he only had one cow. So what's this referring to? Rather, Tana lo shelo haisa, rather, it's talking about the cow that belonged to his female neighbor. And because he saw that it was doing work on Shabbos and he didn't stop it, this was considered as if it was his cow that did not follow the guidelines of the halacha, and that's why it said it was his cow. So a bunch of points on this last story. So Tosos points out that it's very strange because it comes out that Rabbi Elazar ben Azari was only like 14 or 15 by the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which is when Meister Behemoth stopped. So first of all, that he had this much at that age is very strange. So some say maybe he had an estate that was giving on his behalf. Others say that maybe the Dinder Abanan, that you do not have to give Meister Behemoth after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, only came in after. But the Ritva actually has a very interesting pshat. He explains that the real reason why he was giving this, not that it's real Meiser, rather he didn't want to hold on to Matnas Kahuna, which leads to a big discussion about Matnas Kahuna. Meiser is not usually considered one of the Matnas Kahuna, one of the things we have to give to the coin. But the Ritva here seems to say that it is one of the Matnas Kahuna. We also see a thing from here that if someone has the ability to stop someone from doing an Isser and doesn't, maybe it's considered as if it's their Isser. This is another one of those things. And lastly, Tuz Rabbi Kiva Eger on this Mishnah, on this point, has a proof for the fact that women are also chayv in shvisas behema, because it was his female neighbor that was violating and still considered an isser. So we see that they're also chayv in shvisas behema, just like they're chayv in all the mitzvot to say on Shabbos. Again, this is Daf Nun Dalad, and may Shabbos have a wonderful, wonderful day.